Usually when I rant, I just do a rant. But I'm going to read this out because I really truly believe this is that important to me. So as they're coming for my freedom of speech, my kids' freedom of speech, I might as well go out swinging. I am an Australian man. So you, my fellow Aussies, are prepared to trust the government who never addressed this, a war crime against the Australian people to control the truth. That is the footage of the Shrine shooting, which you'll find linked. The same leaders who tell you how they are the ones to trust with the economy, despite the fact that although we are sitting on gold mine after gold mine when it comes to natural resources, we are broke and owe the world an obscene amount of cash. Those guys. We're going to trust those guys. The same leaders who are yet to acknowledge the vaccine injured, which are everywhere, for they might upset their big pharma sugar daddies. And you know that's true. And now you truly believe that these guys, your government, suddenly care about your children. That all they are suddenly driven to do is protect little Johnny from the nasty web, and they are not even aware that the age assurance technology could herald in digital ID. It could do that? Really? I didn't know that. Well, we won't do that because we're patriots. Also, how many public conversations have you heard about this huge issue? Not many, right? Why? And I'm not talking online conversations. I'm just talking in public, in cafes, footy grounds, anything like that. How many conversations have you heard regarding to should we let them take our freedom of speech? Hardly any. Why? Because it's not polite to talk in public about the threat to free speech. I'll say that again. Because it's not polite to talk in public about the threat to free speech. Even if those discussions take place within the shadows of the shrines we built to those who died to defend our voice. Maybe since lest we forget evolved into, I'm sorry, what was that? Forget what? We should remove the shrines and erect vaccination centres and or like Canada, euthanasia clinics. So in Canada now you're not a citizen, you're either an asset to the corporations or you're a liability. And if you're a liability, well, there's the euthanasia clinic. They are abattoirs for the poor. Not all of them. There are people who are probably getting it because they need them, but abattoirs of the unwanted and poor. Basically, now, you, if you're not saying anything about this bill and you know it's wrong, you're not saying anything, then you are a voluntary NPC. A non-player character whose strategy is to stay silent and endure. Also known as an EFG. I just made that up. EFG. EFG, enslaver of future generations. Voluntarily enslaving future generations. They're going to thank you for that. We have reached a point where our eroded value system has turned us into apprentice communists and not patriots to the best country in the world, and we should be the best country in the world. A value system where our mortgage is more precious than our own and our children's liberty. That's it. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I upsetting you? Well, that's okay. Soon you'll be able to hide all your shame under the great silence they are trying to bring in. Maybe we should start changing the national anthem so the lyrics are no longer a lie. After me, 1, 2, 3. Fat Australians, all let us shut up, for we are willing slaves. If this happens, let's be clear. It's you, the Aussie, who knows this is wrong and does nothing to stop it, who will be to blame. It will be you who will be to blame. You will take that to the grave, even if no one ever mentions it because they're all carrying the same shame. But it is you, not the government, not the Klaus Schwabs, not the corporations, you. There's far more of us than there is of them. And yet, numbers don't really matter. And if you want to see why numbers don't matter, go see a sheepdog with sheep. Okay? And in case you can't recall how precious freedoms are, think back to the visions of the bodies of those asylum seekers floating off the coast of Christmas Island, whose families face down in the unforgiving, whole families face down in the unforgiving water. People who were prepared to risk everything for just a sliver of what you now, in silence, are handing over. You know this is bullshit. You know we are drowning in bullshit. She'll Be Right is dead. If you want to have, or you want to see this wonderful country continue to become more wonderful, then you have to do something now. Now. Because they're saying the bill won't go through because the votes are tied, but all Dutton has to do is pull out. So both our leaders are preparing to remove our freedom of speech. I can't believe we've got to a point where we even have to do this, and where saying something like this can put you in harm's way. Harm's way not from the Chinese, but harm's way from our own people.